Next is a progress note. Progress note on Joanne Bristow, BRSTOW. Places the Pines of Lapeer Memory Care. Date was August 29, 2022. New paragraph. Ms. Bristow was seen regarding diabetes mellitus, comma. Well, cancer, not diabetes mellitus. She was seen regarding, diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, hypertension, dementia, history of psychosis, and bipolar disorder, and coronary artery disease. Her son was present during the visit, and we discussed various things, period. Her diabetes is controlled with sugars, many of them in hundreds, but some are a little elevated, period. However, the control is satisfactory, and there's no polyuria or polydipsia, period. She has a callus in the right foot in the plantar aspect, just proximal to the fourth and fifth toes, period. She had a bigger ulcer, but now she's doing better, and she's been seen by podiatry, period. The callus does appear closed, period. New line, she has coronary artery disease, and she's had two stents around 2010. And since then, has had no major problems with her heart and no chest pain, period. She's on Brilinta 90 milligrams daily, and there does not appear to have been any new clots, period. She's also on Imdur 30 milligrams daily, period. New paragraph. Her dementia is mild to moderate, but she is able to converse and communicate and has some idea of what's going on, period. She had no major behavioral problems and is very pleasant, period. Her hypertension is also controlled without any headaches or any cardiac symptoms, period. He's been taking vitamin D for deficiency, 50,000 units weekly for some time. And thus it's time to recheck that, and I'm going to have him change it month to monthly, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight loss. Eye, no major complaints, ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain, or other symptoms. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, or vomiting. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal. She's not bothered by arthralgias at the present time, period. She has the callus on her right foot, as mentioned, and follows with podiatry. The paragraph. Past history, dementia, coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus type 2, bipolar disorder, essential hypertension. The paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed or severely ill appearing. Blood pressure 100 over 58, temperature 97.1, O2 saturation 96%, pulse 77. Head and neck exam. Pupils are equal and reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular movements are intact. Oral mucous membranes are pink and moist. Ears are normal to inspection. Lungs are clear to percussion and oscillation patient without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal sinus 2, NOAA 3, NOAA 4, no murmur, no edema, abdomen soft and non-tender, no organomegaly, CNS cranial's normal, sensation is intact. Skin showed no major lesions. The foot exam was done. Fetal pulses are normal, sensation is intact, motor function is normal, period. The callus on the under part of the left foot is clean without any infection. No gangrenous changes are noted. In paragraph assessment and plan one, this is Bristol. What picture? Oh, this one's like I'm a finisher. Mrs. Bristol has diabetes mellitus type 2, controlled with metformin, 500 milligrams daily. Controlled with Janumet 50-500, 1 PO twice a day, period. 2, she has coronary artery disease with stents. And this is stable with IMDR 30 milligrams daily plus Brilinta 90 milligrams daily, period. 3, she has dementia, which is baseline and mild. 4, she has bipolar disorder. And I will continue Seroquel 100 milligrams in the morning and 200 in the evening. And Citalopram from 10 milligrams daily, period. This seems stable, period. 4, she has hypertension, controlled with Carvedilol 6.25 milligrams twice a day, plus Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.